What's up, people? This is Brian.
This is Jason.
You're listening to the Music Express. Well, Jason's here.
Hello.
And my dad.
And Mr. Mullen's cute.
Who are we talking to?
Podcast.
Who?
I'm
sorry.
Anyway, I don't have the usual hosts with me. Well, Mike's gone, so I got rid of him. And I have new hosts, Justin and Brandon, which I said it in episode 5, but... It was like really crappy sound because I was using headphones and I got a microphone today, so. Haha, Mike, I win.
Revenge.
I know, right? You can't take anything away from me.
Yep. So,
Anyway,
nerd. It's all gravy.
Jay here is a local filmmaker.
Try.
And I guess you could say, music expert.
Brian here, dirt maker.
Oh, God.
Brian here, dirt maker.
See, Mike's parents used to make fun of us when we did it in his house. Like, what are you, talk show? Who is that?
Gnarls Barkley.
What kind of name is Gnarls Barkley?
I don't know. He's awesome. He has that, song. He has that crazy song.
Really? Anyway. As I promised, I steal off of Yahoo and...
Okay, I'll have a sandwich.
As I promised, I will cheat and take Yahoo's This Week in Music and announce what's going on in the world of music.
I don't know, but if that movie, that dance movie... Oh, look, pictures of me. That dance movie...
Step Up?
Step Up. If that got number one at the box office, I'm going to call up the studio and freak out on them.
It probably did.
I'll be pissed.
No, second place. Ricky Bobby came in first again.
Oh, thank you then.
That was actually a really good movie.
World Trade Center got in third place.
That's it?
That's terrible. It's kind of cruel. Like, people... Like, it's supposed to be like an impacting type movie and nobody wants to go see it.
Well, I guess it's like a little too much intense. Anyway... Travis Barker and his wife broke up.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, they're going through a divorce.
Oh, no.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
I wanted to say thank God for making Hawthorne Heights break up.
They broke up?
Yep.
Wow, news is good and bad today.
Which one's bad?
Travis Barker and his wife, because she's hot.
Who's going to marry Kanye West? That guy's nuts. He's getting engaged.
To who? Why don't you read about it?
Alright.
We ain't saying she's a gold digger, but Kanye West is far from broke, and now far from single.
Just some girl. His girlfriend.
That's cute.
No one, big. That looks like it's about it for the week.
No, man, you got some interesting things. Go back up.
What, the Janet Jackson poses topless?
Nah, I don't care about that. You got William Hung.
No, it's about how American Idol's coming back.
Oh.
The sixth season.
Oh, yeah, they got the tryouts up in East Rutherford. Rutherford, however you say it.
Yeah. What? My Chemical Romance are involved in a mysterious accident. What kind of mysterious accident could there be?
I'm having a roast beef sandwich. It's funny.
Sorry about that. Let's see. Two members of My Chemical Romance were in a car crash. And how is that mysterious?
I don't know.
Bob Breyer. Seriously, who
apparently been injured in a car crash. Accident forced the band to cancel a festival performance.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
Can't believe Travis Barker and his wife are getting a divorce. It's so upsetting.
The Barkers are divorced in the next TV show. I mean, what happens to their kids? He has a mohawk?
I don't know, man, but that's upsetting.
But, I don't know. I give it to the mom. I wouldn't trust kids alone with Travis Barker. Look at him.
He's cool.
He's cool, but look at him.
He's fine.
Are they still talking about Paul McCartney and Heather Mills?
Yep, yep. She's no longer welcome at the McCartney Ranch.
Yeah, he bolted the door. That's what I do.
Tell them women straight up.
Right. You want to talk about some CDs or something?
Sure. Oh, no, I'm still logged in.
Oh, my God! No way!
MySpace is addicting.
I know.
Yes.
Right. Anything new that came out?
Nope.
Well, I will review a little CD for you.
What CD?
My friend Justin gave me a copy of the new Catch 22 CD.
I don't like them.
They don't like you either.
I know, they probably don't. Your brother likes them, though.
I know, they rule.
I don't like them. I can't listen to horns. They freak me out.
Don't you listen to NoFX and Real Big Fish?
I listen to like 2 songs by Real Big Fish. And NoFX doesn't have that many horns in them.
But they have some.
And I skip those songs.
Oh, really?
Yep, yep.
Didn't you get a Death Cab for Cutie CD?
Did I?
Yeah, you said you did. You said it was emo.
Death Cab for... No.
Well, no, there was one band you got. Yeah, ooh. It was Death Cab for Cutie.
No.
Who? You said you threw it.
I threw it?
You said, oh, this is emo, and threw it. When you bought a CD. Sorry.
I don't remember. I buy CDs like every day.
Anyway,
Anthony Ranzulli has a show next Saturday. It's for free. If you guys don't know Anthony Ranzulli, go to www.myspace.com/AnthonyRanzulliBand.
Thanks again for the theme song.
Yep, yep.
How it is. Hopefully I'll get him on the phone or something one day.
Should. Let's call him up right now.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'll call him.
Alright, we're going to get Ranzulli on the show.
Da 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 da. Ranzulli, call.
Alright, we're calling him now.
I don't think he's going to answer.
What's he doing?
Probably sleeping.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Yep.
Hopefully he'll give us another call back before the show ends.
Anthony Ranzulli is the only person I know that sleeps until like 5 o'clock.
What?
Yeah. Because he's a party animal like me. That's what I should be doing, still sleeping. But yeah, I got to film his show. And it's going to be recorded on a live CD. And
is he going to release it?
I don't know. But I'm going to sync it up and there will be a live video of Anthony Ranzulli playing.
Oh, no, he invited me to the show.
Yep, yep.
If you're in the New Jersey area, South Jersey, where's the show at?
Glass Barrel?
Is that what you want?
I don't know, I forget.
It's called Gray Sky Studios, so if
yep,
you
know. Yep. Just look it up. Is it on his, show
no,
section?
No, he's not good. He said it's a private show, sort of. He said he's only gonna invite people. Does he have himself on his own top? Oh, I was going to say.
By the way, shout out for Anthony Ranzulli for getting on Origivation magazine. That's really hard to do.
You can pick that up it's around...
you can pick that up at, like...
Sam Ash.
Guitar Center. Yeah, stores like that.
He said they're, like, a month late after they got released, usually. Mm. Wait, is that the first time he's been on there?
Yeah, it's his first ever.
Is he excited about that?
He should be.
We gotta get you on the cover, Jay.
Yep.
We'll get you, like, arms up in the air, Jay at large.
The big kid makes it big.
Any upcoming projects coming along?
I'm going to be making... Well, I got Anthony Ranzulli's thing next Saturday. Then I got hired to do IKEA training videos.
What?
Up in Maryland. Yeah, really? You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, thank you. Roast
thank you.
Beef sandwich.
It's not a perk to get if you're on my podcast.
In the garage, and there's iced tea. What do you want?
I want iced tea, please.
Mrs. Mullen is a wonderful cook.
Jason.
For everyone to know that.
Pepsi or do you want iced tea?
I'll take a diet Pepsi.
Did you ever hear the interview with me and Matt?
No.
I have it up on the website. The podcast website. It's like 3 minutes long. And just Matt acting like a retard. Like, literally a retard.
God, was a
You're like, NCD! He's affected! The whole time. Yeah. And at the end, he just tells me to F off.
Gotta love him.
You want to get a drink, Jake? Not a bad Pepsi.
So I got them 2 days up in Maryland.
We'll miss you down here.
And then I have three music videos to shoot for this band Crosswise.
Yeah, you know their MySpace address?
I'm going to
promote them.
Their MySpace address is www.myspace.com/crosswise NJ. Not New Jersey, just NJ.
Check them out.
Check them out.
Also, check out the East Infections.
The East Infections, most deaf. They have a show next Saturday, too. I couldn't attend that one because I have to film Anthony Renzulli's show.
I am going to put the banner up for the show on the podcast page. And so when you look at the description, the banner will be on.
Shell Shock suck. I don't like them. East Infections rule, though.
Yeah, that's the banner I'll put up. It's going to be East Infections, Shell Shock, and the Fractures. Saturday, August 19th at 84 Deer Park Circle in Blackwood, New Jersey. It's free and BYOB, people. It starts at 6 o'clock. Sorry, we're just having like a normal conversation with like my mom and all.
That was the sound of Diet Pepsi.
Anyway, BYOB starts at 6. Just bring everyone you know. It's free. Where's the dog? I dropped a chip. Okay. It's on the floor.
This is so good. It's a roast beef sandwich. Good thing I said I wanted it.
You must have wanted it.
So.
Sorry about the shitty sound for episode 5.
It's alright, don't worry about it.
All it was like, I had to use headphones, and I can't barely hear myself. So basically all I said was that Jay's coming on the show next episode, and we have new host, and Mike left due because this really wasn't his, topic, I guess, music. He's more into that video gaming stuff, and he has his own video game podcast with the Wii Casters. It's not bad. It's just not.
The new Zelda game's coming out next Tuesday. Oh, who's going to walk over to the shelves and pick it up? Not me.
I don't know about that. They're only covering because they're excited about the Nintendo's new system, Wii. What kind of name is Wii, anyway? Anyway. Jay, if you're from the New Jersey area, you may know Jay from a band he was in, Death by Vodka.
Rest in peace, crackers. I was actually having a talk last night with Matt Carinji about going in the studio and just doing like 4 songs and playing one last show.
There you go. Closer.
Yep.
What songs did you put on there?
All the new ones.
Really? Mm-hmm. Make sure you put on in their image. It's my favorite song.
That would be on there.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dedicate that to Brian Mullen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
You have to listen on your headphones and say, this is for Brian Mullen.
And then the song will just play. Which is good. Anyway. The music casters, that's me. And Brandon and Justin. And who knows if Jay will ever come back to guest host again.
Never.
Jason is, I never seen spaghetti like that.
Yeah, your mom's spaghetti is delicious.
It's like reheated, though.
I'm just promoting your mom's food the whole time.
Anyway, I'm going to do that anyway to you every time. Anyway. I'm sorry. Justin Smith and Brandon Bross are the new co-hosts of the music caster since Mike left. Since I gotta take over Mike's role as like the lead host, you need to get someone as funny as me, and that takes 2 people. I think Justin and Brandon can equal the funniness of me. We have them coming on the show whenever Brandon gets back from the shore. I don't even know what shore he went to. He didn't even know.
He probably doesn't come until like Wednesday, doesn't he?
Yeah, Mom, when does Matthew come home? Matthew's my brother and lead singer of the East Infections.
Wednesday.
I'm working on trying to get his whole band to do an interview. I gotta do it when they're drunk, though. That'd be hilarious.
Jack Ginsburg from CKY almost died.
What?
Well, how about that?
How? Mom!
There was a tornado just ran by. We were on tour, and Chad Ginsburg got way too drunk and he had to get a stomach pump.
No, not Chad.
He's flying on now.
CKY is my inspiration to live.
Yep.
And Zoe knows Ginsburg personally.
Mm-hmm.
Is he friends with any of the other ones?
Not really. I don't think.
Wait, they know who he is?
Uh-huh. Maybe. I think. I don't know.
I don't know why I do it. When
tornadoes
come by again.
Oh, God.
Tornado. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. New Jersey tornado.
We've been babbling on for 16 minutes and 30 seconds.
I think Brandon's house broke down. Oh, flew away.
Brandon lives across the street from me. And you know what, guys? Now that I run the music casters, it should be a hell of a lot better.
You won't be talking about Zelda.
Mike O'Brien's a video game guy. I really hope he's not listening to this.
Yeah, well.
I got another message from Renzoli. He loves me today.
Let me know how many people you bring to the show. The place only holds about 25 people. Very small. Let me know, ASAP.
Yeah, that was Renzoli. How did he message me if he's not, if he's still asleep?
Bri, you're gonna be going to a show.
Why?
You'll be at the shore.
No, I'm not. I'm going to the show. I'm messaging Renzoli now to call Jay and tell him that we're doing a podcast. We want to interview him. Yeah. Renzoli is a nice guy. He'll go for it.
Nah, thank you. I'm so stuffed. Once again, Mrs. Mullen's food's amazing.
So, who is this guy?
What is this?
Oh no, what is that? Oh no!
What was that? Yo, MySpace is for freaky people. Just get out of here! Exit out of this! Get out of here!
Who put that on their MySpace?
Whose is it?
It's my friend Jake!
Your friend Jake?
Yeah. Oh, he's bi.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
You.
That's disgusting. Anyway.
13-year-old gay kids. It's beautiful. I'm just kidding.
They don't even know. How old is he?
He's 13.
And he's already gay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can determine if you're gay if you're 13. I have nothing against gay people. Not a look.
But these guys play with Renzoli on the horror. Oh, the horror. They're okay.
I just don't know.
Renzoli blew them all away.
I was really drunk last night.
How was that?
It was funny.
Shut up.
Hey, hon, you're gonna make the school soon, don't you? Backpack. It sucks.
I think I go back to 10th.
The 10th?
Yeah.
That's so late. Usually it's like the 4th. Or the 7th.
When's Labor Day?
First, Monday in September, which is the 4th. So my guess is you're going back to the 6th.
My guess, I'm going back to the 10th. So don't question me.
6th. I don't know. I'm not in school no more.
I think the 10th is like a Saturday.
I love it that way.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
That I can't spend 9/11 at school and hear all the bells ringing? That's funny.
What?
Yeah. The 4th.
No, 9/11 is funny in school.
The 10th is a Sunday, so I don't think you're going back on the 10th.
Where do they get the principal coming up? We all must sit in silence.
Well, that's what you gotta do, man. You gotta pay your respects for the people that died.
I know they died and all, but not like died for my sins.
But still, you just gotta,
Alright, no one blasted.
Mourn for the people.
No one sent me any hate emails because I'm laughing at 9/11. No, I'm just kidding. I don't laugh at 9/11. That's really sad. I'm gonna go see World Trade Center, but I don't like Nicolas Cage.
I love Nicolas Cage. He's my nigga.
He's only a big actor because he's Francis Ford Coppola's nephew.
Nah, he's a good actor, though. He's in a lot of good movies, like Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, Mom, put too much mayonnaise on the roast beef sandwich.
Roast beef sandwich.
I think I'm just going to take the meat out.
After this, I have a photo shoot to do.
With?
The band Crosswise. And, we are, I also get to listen to their full CD that's coming out soon.
Ryan's always coming out with a full CD.
I know, I'm really excited for that one too.
What's it called?
I don't know. I think what it is.
What's it called?
It is.
Anyway. It is 2:30 in the afternoon and Brian is still in his boxers. That's how I roll.
2:30 in the afternoon and I still have a hangover from last night.
Sweet. That's how Jay does it. Anyway, we've been babbling on about for 20 minutes now. Wanna see how much longer we can take this?
Time is it? 2:30?
If I need to go.
And I get going soon.
Soon.
Yeah, because the photo shoot's at 3-ish.
Where's it at?
Somewhere around the areas of Pine Hill, New Jersey.
It's like 5 minutes away.
I know. But I want to listen to their new CD. Beforehand.
There you go.
Whose page is this?
What?
Whose page is that?
My friend Justin, new host of Music Casters.
He
informed me to let you know that check him out at www.myspace.com/buphead. B-U-P-H-A-D.
E-A-D.
What did I say?
A-D.
Myspace.com/buphead. B-U-P-H-E-A-D. One word. And check me out. You know it. www.myspace.com/Brian Mullen.
And check me out, www.myspace.com/jfilm, J-A-Y, film.
It's all one word.
One word.
One
hero.
Hello?
I will do... Dude, there were so many concerts on Friday night. There was Mariah Carey with Sean Paul, which I would never attend, but then there was... Dashboard Confessional.
Ew. Is that the band that you threw the CD?
I don't remember.
They suck.
Anthony Ranzilli loves Dashboard.
It's so emo.
Yeah, but he loves them.
Doesn't he compare himself to them?
Yeah, you could.
Ew.
I remember talking to Ranzilli one time, and we're just chilling out drinking.
Seriously? Guys, by the way, we're not obsessed with Ranzilli or anything. He's just a friend. There you go.
Yeah, he's just our friend. But anyway, and he's saying that it's funny how there's also another person in the world that feels the same way as Anthony does. And that's Dashboard Confessional. I do not know why he listens to Dashboard Confessional. I know a lot of people that do. I'm reading right now on his MySpace that says, with influences like Led Zeppelin. Okay, Led Zeppelin's badass. Dave Matthews Band, alright, they're not badass, but they're really, really good. And Dashboard Confessional.
And Jack Johnson.
No, that's not on here.
No, if members of Dashboard...
BEI Entertainment says, if members of the Dave Matthews Band, Jack Johnson, and Dashboard Confessional...
That would suck.
...got together for an afternoon jam session, it would probably end up sounding like the Anthony Ranzilli Band. And holy shit, that is really correct. I never read that before, but that is definitely correct.
No, Dashboard would ruin that.
But it does have the sounds of Dashboard Confessional, though. Although I do not like Dashboard Confessional, but...
Renzo's got a better voice than that. And I'm flying!
Yep. Doug Frontino. He plays the electric guitar.
Oh, he gets so into it.
He does, yeah. I know, he like jams out. Due out September 2006 is Anthony Ronzilli's What's It Gonna Take?
I like this guy.
CD. John Delgadillo.
No, Jay Patton.
Oh.
Him, he's like a... He's like has a Hawaiian shirt. He's like a,
he's all like bopping his head. Chill. Just chill, man. So, yeah, his CD's coming out in September.
What else is going on?
Hello.
Oh, sorry when we screamed about that. Some dude had a guy jerking off on his MySpace.
Oh yeah.
That was scary.
Yeah, it was kind of gross.
Okay, is that what you're gonna put on your MySpace now, Jay?
Nope. What the hell is that noise?
My mom.
Oh.
Actually, it's my dad.
Put the fist in the air, Mr. Mullen.
Black Friday.
You better believe it.
God, I could get him started on this.
It's awesome. So what is this thing called? Audacity. Audacity.
And then if you want to, but I'm going to put it on the internet, I'm going to put it on a website called Podomatic. And by the way, if anyone knows how to put podcasts on iTunes, please let me know. Mike used to do that, and I have no clue. Like, I'm just putting them on Podomatic and hoping people see them.
You know how to put them on iTunes?
No.
I put yours one on my iTunes.
No, no, you subscribe to it from my website.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, if you click, like, where did you get this from? Usually it goes in the music store. But this one will just go directly to my Podomatic site. Seriously.
Yep.
If anyone knows, please email me or IM me. My email address is flipman9 at comcast.net. Man is with two N's, and it's all one word. Or you can IM me at brianispimpin25. It is Brian, Brian, ISPIMPIN 25. All one word. Do it. I love people IMing me. but, like, do it around, like, 2 o'clock in the morning when no one's on.
Yeah.
And I'm bored. I'm usually just talking to Jay.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't go to bed until, like, 6 in the morning. Every morning.
I had a plan to stay up all night. I was watching the worst movie ever. What? I was watching Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, God.
That was terrible.
On that note, I'm leaving.
All right, that's it for Jason. I'll talk to you a little more about some music news and stuff and future music answers.
Ciao. All
right, anyway, thanks for Jason Mayer to come on the show and do it. Sorry for the crappy opening. I get a little, like, not nervous, but a little weirded out if, like, more than my host is watching me while I do my podcast. It's just, like, I don't like people watching me when I'm doing it, because it's weird. So I was like, Brian. Anyway, the opening should go like this. Hey, guys. Brian Mullen here. You're listening to Music Answers. This is very hard to do on your own when you have no one there to play off you or to play off of them. Mom, truthfully, you over mayonnaise. You're what? It's okay. Is your ice tea made? Sweet. I might take this on a pause and get some ice tea. Anyway.
Did Jay have Danish milk
in me? Mm-hmm. She said, ooh, Danish. I said, have one. Me and Jay, Mom, were watching a show called Next. It was like 5 gay men. No, yes, I'm a pretty Madonna, and I love getting my nails done. I have sex with my college professor. I'm not just giving me the most disgusted look ever. Gay people scare the shit out of me. Not because they're weird or anything, not because they're mean or anything. Just dudes doing dudes ain't cool. My book. I don't know. I can't be gay. That's too hard, anyway, from what I hear. I'm gonna try to get a show to do at least 45 minutes. You got 15 more minutes than me. Anyway, I've decided I want to continue the list without Mike. And now Mike and me can get together. And anyway, don't let him take any credit. I wrote the whole thing anyway. But seriously, I think it's time that I read you the list that was supposed to be. I did a little alteration. And on that note, let me inform you what numbers are next. Alright, well, since it was a couple of long weeks, I will re-inform you what 50, 49, 48, and 40, 47, and 46 are. Alright, 50 was Prince, 49 was Cheap Trick, 48 was Van Morrison, 47 was Sublime, and 46 was Styx. That was last week's numbers. This week, we are growing once again by another 5. I will read 45 off to you right now. They're a good band and all. I like them. I don't know a lot about them, but I know what they've done for the music industry and all, and they're good. Number 45 is Def Leppard. I really don't even know who the lead singer is. I don't know half about anything about Def Leppard, but I know that they're a pretty good band. They're well known, and they're pretty big in rock and roll. Sorry about Renzulli not being on the show this week anyway. I'm sorry, that was really random because I paused it. And so I can go get some iced tea. And then, I kind of just, like, went off and said something different. Anywho, as I said, 45 is Def Leppard. Alright, let's read, number 44. Gay lead singer, very talented band. No, it's not Queen. I'm talking about Judas Priest. You can't have anyone who's a lead singer anymore that's bald. Just because, if you're homophobic as a band and you choose your lead singer, half the time you're not going to choose anyone bald because of the lead singer of Judas Priest. I don't know his name. If anyone does know his name, just, like, send me a message or an email or whatever. I'll put it up in the description again. Anywho, number 44 was Judas Priest. Alright, let's read off number 43. Number 43 is Journey. I saw Journey live before, and they were pretty good. Wasn't even the original lead singer, though, but... it was before I started doing the music caster, so sorry I didn't get a chance to review it. But, good band. Pretty famous. We get to be number 43. What an honor. number 42 and 41 I will read off at the end of the show. I'm going to continue this up for until the list ends for how many weeks. Now that I can do the show on my own without Mike, because I have my own microphone. Once again, as I announce that the new hosts are coming, and that is Justin Smith and Brandon Bross. They are very, very, very well good. They're good at this kind of thing. I mean, I could see them doing it pretty good. But, I mean, it's going to be hard to replace Mike. That's because Mike and me were good as hosts. Mike's a nice guy and all, but times are changing, as Bob Dylan likes to say. And I think Justin and Brandon are good new additions to the show. And we're going to have a lewd of, hold on. Did I say lewd? What the hell does lewd mean? Mom. Oh, she's outside. Anyway, we're going to have, like, a string of guest hosts all the time to fill in if Justin or Brandon can't make it. And I believe I might do 2 podcasts in one day just to, like, mess around. And I'll have Justin come on and probably my friend Joey guest host sometimes. Or same way around, and I get Alex the guest host or something. Nobody knows who Joey or Alex are because they're my friends. And I don't do podcasts if you're not my friend, you know. Jay's my friend. Yeah, he's just my older friend who's 18. Yeah, he's 18. Is he 19 or 18? Jay, if you're listening, because you're not here right now, you had to go do a photo shoot. I am me and tell me you're 18, right? I'm 100% sure. I'm like 99.9% sure that you're 18. No, you are 18 because you graduated this year. And you're only like a year older than Matt. My brother's 17. Jay, you don't need to IM me anymore. I know how old you are. I just looked in your MySpace anyway. It's all good though. I think that I might have to wrap things up here. Let me read you off number 42 and 41. Number 42, these guys are still alive and kicking. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, who just came out with their new CD, Stadium Arcadia, which was very, very good and well put together. Disc 1 was better than Disc 2, by the way, in my opinion. Now, you can't deny what Red Hot Chili Peppers have done. They've been around for a long time, and they're just a great, great band. One of my favorites, actually. I might go see them in, what is it, September or October? It's October when they're playing here around the area. They'll be playing at the First Union Center in Wachovia. Number 41 is not a rock, not in the rock category. It's more in the rap hip hop. But he has been big in the change of music. And that is Notorious B.I.G. Biggie Smalls. He's the man. He loves it when you call him Big Papa. Sorry about that. He is probably someone who probably would have been huge. Well, he was huge, but he would have been bigger if not he wasn't killed. I'm rambling on. I need a host next to me. I should have stopped when Jake left. Anyway, Notorious B.I.G. was pretty big. And I'm not ashamed to admit that I'm a fan of Notorious Biggie Smalls. This is really hard, actually, when you're by your own and you're talking by yourself. This basically makes up for episode 5. What did I say about Anthony Ronzulli when I first started again? Yeah, as I said before, we're not obsessed with Ronzulli at all. He's, probably one of our favorite musicians around, but he's a friend of ours. Of me and Jay, and I mean, I talk to him all the time. You guys can check him out at www.myspace.com/AnthonyRanzulliBand, as I say every episode. Thank you for the theme song, How It Is. Hopefully one day I can get him on the show and we can interview him. I mean, that'll be cool. Hopefully. I'm just kidding. But, anywho, I think that about wraps this up. Number 40, number 45 was Def Leppard. Number 44 was Judas Priest. 43, A Journey. 42, The Red Hot Chili Peppers. And number 41, Notorious B.I.G. I will read off 40, 39, 38, 37, and 36 for you next week. Yeah. Yeah, I'm right. I thought I was counting wrong. But, yeah, I'll read them off to you next episode. Till then, peace out, my dogs. This is Brian Mullen from the Music Casters. Keep it real. And listen to good music, or I will hurt you. Terrible, terrible, terrible death. I'm so rambling on. I'm just trying to get this to 40 minutes at least. It's 39:30. No, 39:15, actually. Sorry. But, yeah, I guess I'm just going to have to end it here. Thanks for listening, people. Tune in next week with our new host, Brandon Bross and Justin Smith. Thanks again for Jason Mayer for coming on the show and doing a guest host with me and doing a couple interviews. It was fun talking to you guys. I'll see you next week.